When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Full of frustration, full of despair, from years of hurt, disappointment, and relegation. Two British football fans have had enough. Canary bird Elliot Holman and wanderer Henry Hewitt are in search of glory, pride, passion, in search of silverware. And they found Major League Soccer.
We are back. Welcome back to the MLS UK show. I'm Elliot Holman.
And I'm Henry Hewitt.
I don't know what episode it is. I can barely remember what season it is. But the important thing is I'm still Elliot. He's still Henry. And we still love MLS. And we're going to talk about it for the next hour.
Yeah, this is the first time we've actually been together since the 25th of July. So this nearly 6 weeks ago.
He tells lies. I parked on his drive to go to the airport in Manchester. Yeah. So I saw him then.
Well, together with a microphone. Yeah, for God, even that seems like ages ago. So we're so happy to be back. We did some great interviews over the course of our break, let's say, our summer break, which you can watch on YouTube or listen to on your podcast provider. But there's nothing like a full MLS UK show episode, is there?
I've got a new game for us to play. I've got a game with a change in name player. We've got a lot to talk about as well.
Yeah, we're going to find out who our MLS UK show championship champions are.
I tried desperately, you know, when we last did a catch-up, I tried desperately to keep up with it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I was in Bali and it's really, really difficult.
Well, I don't want to give anything away, but you may remember last time we checked it, New England Revolution had got it for 10 times. They kept it, so they've drawn or won, so they get to keep the title. It's only changed hands twice since then. So we are going this year on a... It's more teams going on runs at certain points rather than just changing every week.
It has... It's interesting though, isn't it? Because it has actually been like that. You know, teams that were kind of up there have fallen away since we last spoke. Teams that were struggling a little bit. You just mentioned New England Revolution. You know, spoiler alert, they're in the playoffs. Well, not confirmed, but they're in the places. And we've seen like Seattle, Portland. Mm. We've seen some really, really varying, you know, results in the season. So I feel like the MLS UK show champions is kind of... It's kind of been quite a testament to a weird season.
We're going to be talking about MLS going into the home straight, into the playoffs very soon. But like every MLS UK show, we're going to start with a game with a changing name.
Yes, so this is a player who started... Well, they didn't have to start their career. They've played in both the UK and in MLS. And so I will read you their career path. You have to tell me who they are. We're easing you back in. We've had some tough ones this season. Mm-hmm. Some of them were so tough I forgot their name.
That episode where we did it twice because you give the player and went, wait a sec. They've never played in MLS.
Never played in MLS. I'd got the wrong person. This person has definitely played in MLS, but this is an easy, easy, easy one for you.
Okay.
Okay. So they started their career, their youth career, crucially, in 2013 at Oklahoma FC. You're not going to get it from that, I presume?
Nope.
No. They then played in college for the Virginia Cavaliers.
Okay.
And then were drafted into MLS in 2020 2021. Imagine your first game in MLS being the MLS is back tournament.
Yeah, don't get used to this. You're not playing in Florida all the time.
Funny you should say that. They actually then went on to do two seasons with Orlando City.
Okay.
And they've since moved over to the UK.
Right. Have they played for two teams? Yes. In the UK, right? I know it is. Straight away.
Everyone knows who it is, but I'm getting you there. We're going to run out of players at some point.
Yeah.
So I can't keep avoiding these obvious ones. We have to box them off.
Funny that in the week of the US Open Cup final, which Orlando find themselves in, we've already started with an Orlando kind of feature on the show.
Yeah, well, I'll be honest with you. I've got lists of these players. Some of them people have sent me.
Yep.
Some of them are brand new, like just happened last month, and I was like, no, it's too obvious. And some of them are a bit harder. So I picked Daryl from...
Brilliant. So what we're going to do now is, because I'm not editing that out, actually. So what we're going to do now is we're going to do the whole episode and then humour everyone. Well, we're going to humour Elliot at the end and make it seem like he's doing a big reveal of who it is. So you've already got their first name.
So I picked Daryl Russell because...
so yeah, it's that easy that you've already given the first name.
Everyone knows who it is.
Yeah. Right, well, before we reveal the surname of this player... we're going to have to talk about what's happened in MLS. But before that, we need to hear from our sponsors, which conveniently is us two, basically.
MLS UK Show with Elliot Holman and Henry Hewitt.
I mean, us two don't sponsor the show, but it's us two you're hearing from regarding our sponsor. And they've just tweeted, actually, saying, good morning, soccer nerds, as they do every single day. Literally just got the notification now. And that's Soccer 90. That is the place to be. Make sure you follow them on Twitter and Instagram. Soccer 90 have got all of the merch, not just for the run-in of MLS as things start to hot up. If your team's doing really well and you want to rep the shirts, maybe, in MLS Cup, you need to get on there, but also with a World Cup and some beautiful World Cup shirts, by the way, coming not for the States.
Mexico's is very nice.
Mexico's. Yeah, that's the place to go.
Yes. And while you're there, soccer90.com, when you've decided what you want to purchase, whether it be a MLS shirt or whether it be, yeah, like you said, a different league in Europe or an international shirt, at the checkout, in the discount code, if you type in MLS UK, you get 20% off too.
If you type in the word Daryl, you get nothing.
The MLS UK Show.
So let's have a look what happened this weekend in MLS. And it is just this weekend. We could spend a four-hour show talking about what's happened in the last month. But we've both got places to be after this and things to do. So we're going to do just this weekend. It was another busy weekend of MLS. I want to start, though, Elliot, with Philadelphia Union. It was the battle of our two recent MLS guests. And it was a better night for one of them than the other. For those who don't know, we had Jack Elliott of Philadelphia Union on and Drew Yearwood of New York Red Bulls. So we'll talk about Drew first. Drew got sent off. He was very frustrated. This was at 2-0. Frustrated with a decision. So he kicked the ball into the crowd and it actually hit a fan who was wearing a Manchester United shirt, I noticed.
Yeah.
So he obviously went into the crowd, tried to apologise. It was still a bit raw. I think the person's friend or partner wasn't very interested in hearing from Drew, and then he got sent off because of it. So they have apologised, both Red Bulls and Drew have apologised afterwards. So hopefully we can all move on from that. But Philadelphia, I mean, what this is, if we do need to talk about a team of what they've done in the last month, we do need to talk about Philadelphia Union because they have scored 29 goals since we've been away. 29 goals in 40 days. Amazing.
If you listen to the interview, when I wrapped up my interview with Jack Elliott, I said to him, you know, what are your expectations? What are your hopes for the rest of the season? And obviously I know he wasn't going to go, oh, well, we're going to win it all. But there was some distance between themselves and LAFC. They needed to hunt them down. Obviously, they had the East pretty much wrapped up at this point. They're now level on points.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Got ourselves a supporters' shield battle going into decision day, which is great because we did think at one point, didn't we? We thought that LAFC have got this round up, especially with the signings they made. But Philadelphia, credit to them because they've just gone about their business. Okay, in recent weeks, they've started winning 6-0s and 7-0s, but they've been there the whole season. They've only lost 4 games. They've won, they've not lost at home.
Yeah.
They've been so consistent. And going away to Red Bulls at the weekend, winning 2-0. Is a very impressive result, even though compared to other recent results, it's not that impressive.
You can't play DC every week, though.
No, that is true. And as an Atlanta fan, I wish you could. I know another thing I noticed, actually, another healthy away crowd are starting to creep in. I noticed Columbus at Cincinnati the other week as well.
Yeah, I mean, the only way that we as fans are ever going to understand what the players go through when they, you know, travel to the other side of the country is to start these away game pilgrimages, I think we call them. Obviously, it's a pilgrimage for us to go to a home game. But yeah, it's certainly becoming a bit more of a thing.
It is, yeah. So Philadelphia Union, 63 goals this season. They need 85 to beat the record. I don't think they're going to do that in 4 games unless the fixtures change and they play DC United next 4 times. One thing, though, is they have only conceded 21, which is 11 fewer than LAFC. And even though they're not going to get the record for the least goals conceded, they can get into the top 10 if they concede less than 4. But however, I've got to say, I did look at the records before. 8 of the top 10 of the fewest goals conceded is from 2020 season when they played like 10 games. Philadelphia are going to get into the top 3 of whole seasons played. And it just shows, not even for Jack Elliott, but the whole team, they have been so good this year. And you could look at it now. LAFC have played very well. Of course they have. And to get the amount of points they've got, you've had to have played well. But if you look at Philadelphia, what they've done recently, what they've done on a more consistent basis throughout the year, could you argue that perhaps they're more deserving winners?
That is bold.
I don't know. I think, you know, you look, they've got, their goal difference is 42. They've lost less games than LAFC.
4 games? Is it still 4 games? Because it was 4 games when I interviewed Jack and I feel like they haven't lost since.
They've not, no. They've scored about 500 goals since then, but they've not lost.
Yeah, I know. I understand what you're saying. I think with MLS, there's two battles to be won, and it's on the pitch and off the pitch. Off the pitch because of all the roster rules. LAFC have done an incredible job
with that.
So I think if we were talking about British football, maybe. You get teams who have spent way too much and they underachieve, and then you get teams who don't spend and they do really well, mm-hmm. and you pat them on the back. With Philly and LAFC, you know, they're both acting under spending the same amount of money, or almost. So I feel like it's difficult.
Well, we'll have to see. Although I've got to say that based on previous teams that have won the Supporters' Shield and their, well, how they've done in MLS Cup, it's probably better for the team that isn't winning Supporters' Shield because they will probably have a better chance of going through.
True.
One note on Red Bulls. They can clinch their playoff spot this weekend. Yep. So they're 9 points clear in the playoffs. They've had a good season. Better than what we expected?
I think so. I definitely think so. Obviously, from an Orlando perspective, I'd like it if they maybe slipped up a little bit because we seem to have just awoken all of a sudden. Let's be fair. You know, they've had a good season, and certainly finishing above NYCFC is big. At the start of the season, if you predicted that, I'd be very impressed.
The next match we're going to talk about is Nashville v Austin, and this was the battle of potential MVPs. Obviously, Mukhtar scored 2, Nashville won 3-0, so he had a better night. He's now gone above Dryusi in the goal standings. Gazdag's up there as well with 18 goals, but would you agree with that? It's a battle between Mukhtar and Dryusi for MVP?
Yeah, and rightly so. When it comes to Mukhtar, I think there was a certain level of expectation. We've seen him perform. You know, he was, you know, unlucky, I think, last season not to win that. Lost out to was it Heal?
Yes.
So I think, you know, with Austin doing so well, like having such a good season, that really comes into play. You know, you find that people get very used to and very reliant upon players like Mkhitar. Well, that's what he does. He's really good. It's what he does. And I think with Driussi coming through, giving Austin such an incredible season, obviously being above Nashville as well, that might just swing it. I'm not saying it should.
No, I think with Mukhtar's 11 assists, I think it's, yeah, I agree with you, Drew. So if it went to him, it wouldn't be a shock. He's had a great season, but for me, it's got to be Mukhtar. Nashville fourth in the West. They're 6 points clear of the playoffs. Remaining games, they've got, really, they should only need one win, I'd imagine, or 4 points. They've got Galaxy at home and Houston at home, so you'd think they should get them in those matches. Tough away games, though, Austin and LAFC. So I don't think they want to get it wrapped up soonish.
Yeah, get your points against LA and Houston, definitely.
Austin, they beat LAFC 4-1 the other week, but have lost twice since then. But, I mean, they're 12 points clear, so they should make the playoffs and get a home tie too. Right, moving on. I tell you what, let's go back to the start of the weekend then. Let's go do it in that order. Minnesota 0, FC Dallas 3. This game... basically, you could have missed the rest of the game and just seen 3 minutes in the second half because that's when all three goals were. But an impressive win for Dallas.
Yeah, obviously kicked off with an own goal, but we'll overlook that. It is a big win for Dallas. And do you know what? Again, another team who have had a much better season than we anticipated.
Yeah, definitely. They're fourth, 7 points clear in the playoff zone. And going into the last part of the season where we're trying to get that home game, you know, they've got LAFC at home next, but then they've got San Jose away, Colorado away, SKC at home. Those are very winnable games for them. So they should be all right. Minnesota are in fifth. The one thing that worries me about Minnesota is the leaky defense. They won 3 in a row and then have lost the last 2 games 3-0. I think out of the teams in that sort of area in the league, the defense for Minnesota does worry me a bit.
Yeah, and if they are to make the playoffs, it only takes a disaster in the first game, you know, defensively, and that's it. You know, realistically, your chances are very, very slim. So, yeah, I would worry a little bit for them. I think you're right. But in terms of Dallas, really impressive season. You know, definitely going to make the playoffs and highly likely to get a home tie.
Yeah, we've discussed on previous full episodes, which seem like a million years ago now, but we said about the teams like Dallas and Montreal, and when you looked at the teams on the outside of the playoff bracket, in the table, you think, well, they're going to find some form, so which teams are going to drop out? Yeah. You're looking at the moment, outside of the, in the West, there's LA Galaxy and Seattle. I don't think they're going to push and take out. It's definitely not Dallas, but like even Minnesota are going to get in there. So credit to these type of teams who are underrated, who are underdogs that are staying in it. We're going to talk about LA Galaxy a little later on because, let's face it, it was a very eventful game for Chicharito. But let's move over to Columbus v Chicago. This was 0-0. Not much really happened, but Slanina, man of the match, and after Mendy's antics for Chelsea at the weekend, maybe he'll be fancying his chances to get that number one jersey.
Yeah, I've spoken, you know, we've spoken about this, we've spoken about Gaga and his move, or you know, whether he was going to go, whether he shouldn't go, and you know, I made my feelings clear on players kind of leaving too early, but ultimately, you know, this is somebody who is standing out. He is standing out on a similar level to the likes of Brendan Aaronson. Very different players in very different positions, but he is, you know, from the word go at the start of this season, Chicago were not conceding, and a lot of that was down to him.
Yeah.
And so, quite rightfully, a lot of talk about him this year. And every time you see a 0-0 or a nil in a Chicago game, you're like, yeah, there he is again.
There he is again. Just the same. A shame that the strikers haven't been able to.
They'd have been lethal. Chicago would have been lethal this year.
They would have done, but instead they find themselves 13 in the East. 6 points off the playoffs. They've not won in 5. They did 1-4 out of 5 before the last 5 games, and they just seemed to hit the buffers at the wrong time.
Yeah, I mean,
because they were getting consistency. They looked like they could make a late charge, and I don't know. It's not impossible. 6 points, 5 games left, but it's unlikely.
I think expectations were low for the likes of Charlotte, and Chicago have only just managed to match them. And then that's that kind of sets tells you where they've been at.
Yeah, we did expect quite a lot from Chicago with their signings, and 13th is not really good enough. Columbus, though, they've pulled into the playoffs at the right time. They've only lost one out of the last 16. 9 have been draws, so I think that's probably why we find themselves in 6th. But still, they've hit it at the right time. Similar to last year, they picked up some form but too late and just missed out. They've picked it up at the right time this year. Could they be a shout in the MLS Cup playoffs? Because yeah, we always find teams that come into it at the end and make waves in it.
Yeah, 15 games recently where they've, you know, picked up points. And we started to touch on that in the last episode, the full episode. We said if they can continue that, then it's going to make it really interesting. They obviously have. And they're starting to catch the likes of Orlando, even NYCFC, who we thought would have been out of sight by now.
Yeah, they play Orlando last, so that could be an interesting game. Right, let's move over to Cincinnati then. The short trip over to Cincinnati from Columbus. They beat Charlotte 2-0, and Cincy, 8th in the East, level on points with New England Revolution, which, I mean, 12 months ago, if you'd have said in 12 months' time, Cincinnati would be on the same points as New England Revolution, you'd have think, geez, New England Revolution have had a horrid season. But credit to Cincinnati, they won again. Can they break in? They're unbeaten in 7 now.
I don't see why not. First of all, shout out to Haglund, who got his goal. He's been there from the start in the MLS journey, and what a journey that's been, by the way.
Yeah. Did you hear that he said he wasn't going to cut his hair until he scored? So he's,
wow,
he can now take a trip to the barber.
Yeah, it certainly got a bit longer. So there's absolutely a chance they could, you know, again, as I always say, you're looking at who it would be at the expense of, who's unlikely to continue picking up points. For me, you know, New England level on points with them. They've got less points per game, New England, even though they're in the playoffs, and got less points per game than Cincinnati. So you could even argue that Cincy deserved to be in there.
You could. Last two games, Chicago at home, DC away. So if Cincy can keep themselves within touching distance of it until those last two games, they would definitely fancy the chances. They're unbeaten in 7 since we last did a full episode. So if Cincy lose this weekend to NYC, it's midweek, isn't it,
yeah,
NYC?
Yeah, yeah.
Don't blame us. We might be able to, I don't think we can, I'm going to say we could delay putting the episode out until Thursday just to help them out, but we can't do that. Portland 2, Atlanta 1. Let's just ignore Atlanta because It's been a poor season.
You're right, mate.
When they beat DC the other week, and I thought, great, a win. We're getting edging closer to the playoffs. And then I saw our games coming up and saw Philadelphia and Portland away. I thought, well, we're not winning them. So I've actually, you know, I thought with that DC win, I thought, didn't matter that we won, because I knew then we weren't going to do anything. We've not been consistent enough. Too many draws. It's 5 points off. So again, it's not impossible. But you look at Atlanta's games coming up. Toronto at home, okay, we can win that. Orlando away, I'm not talking about that. Then Philadelphia, New England Revolution, and NYC. It's not happening. It's been a poor season. I just hope we have a half decent end so we can finish not, you know, 13th or 14th, but it's just not got going for me. From the outside, would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think you could probably argue there was sort of certain moments that pinpointed, maybe the idea that this wasn't going to be Atlanta season. Obviously, there's been ups and downs, but I'm talking specifically about the fact that they signed Dom Dwyer. Dom Dwyer was the answer.
Hey, he scored early on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then not scored many since.
Goal machine.
But, I mean, the thing for Atlanta is Martinez is top goal scorer with 8 goals. And Martinez, for me, has not played anywhere near the amount of matches he has in previous years. So that's the thing, is that you've got a guy there. And I know Atlanta have had injuries. Of course they are. They've had changes to the squad, even changes to the front office. So there are those excuses there. I think the amount of injuries has meant that the turnover of players for Atlanta for me this year has been ridiculous.
I found it hard to keep up with as someone who's not as invested, who's trying to cover, you know, however many teams there are now, which is really difficult, by the way. I genuinely found it hard with Atlanta. Someone's exploded onto the scene with a goal on their debut, and oh, look at this rocket from. I'm like, who? What? Yeah. What's going on here?
Yeah, and it didn't help on the Sunday when they were making stupid decisions. Two penalties Portland scored, both were reckless challenges, and you know, you'd have been 2-0 down at Portland. You're not going to come back. So credit to Portland. They're seventh now in the West. They're 3 points clear of LA Galaxy, who are just outside the playoff zone. Won three in a row against Atlanta, Austin and Seattle. Big games. They're getting wins at the right time. They've got Minnesota, Columbus, LAFC and RSL to play. So there's points there as well. So I'd even though Portland are seventh, I'd still fancy their chances of staying in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's fair. We've talked about a 0-0 already, and there was another one. However, this one I think should be celebrated.
Yeah, I think for both teams, maybe not Benteke, who missed the penalty on his debut, maybe not celebrated him, but DC United had come off the back of four straight defeats before they beat NYC in the week. Colorado had conceded 10 of the last two games. So a 0-0 is probably a positive result for both.
I will 100% go along with that. Anything to add? What do you think of Benteke?
I think he'll do... I think he did have a header cleared off the line. So if that goes in, it's a different story. But I think his time in England were up, especially for Palace. You know, I don't think he would have gone anywhere else.
Do you think he should have gone maybe 3 or 4 years ago?
In hindsight, yes. But I think 3 or 4 years ago, if he goes to MLS, suddenly you get like... a lot of questions are being asked about his mentality, say, because people will probably look and go, well, you've got a bit more time in the Premier League. Now, definitely the right time. And I think he'll do well. I think if he can get a few goals before the end of the season, push on to next year, I think he could really be a talisman for DC along with Taxi.
It's never not going to be funny. Toronto lost at home to Montreal. However, that does not tell the whole story. They were 2-0 up.
7 minutes. The Italian Stallions, Bernardeschi and Insigne.
Clean volley in this game as well.
Yeah. You know, friend of the show, Kamal Miller, got a score. And then Jordi Milihajlovic. Kai Kamara scored. He's third now in the all-time MLS goal scorers.
What a guy.
Yeah, he's 10 off Landon Donovan.
Norwich legend.
Montreal made it 4-2 and then Insigne scored a goal back, but he got injured in the process. 93rd minute, gets an injury. I mean, as we record this, nothing's been said if it's a big injury or not, but I mean, Toronto 4 points off the playoffs, so it's still doable, especially because they've got Atlanta and Orlando to play. But that would be a big miss. Big miss if he's injured.
It feels like a big game, that, because I think if Montreal lose, as they were, they're only a couple of points ahead of NYCFC. And if Toronto get those points, they're only a couple of points off Cincinnati. That game's had a massive say, not just in the bragging rights, but in the East.
It has, yeah. I mean, Toronto's next three games are crucial, because after the Atlanta and Orlando, they play Miami at home. If they pick up points in those games, they'll be going into decision day at Philly, which is tough, as we know. They've got a chance of getting in. However, if they drop points, then they're not. So it's a big period for them. Montreal, though, second in the East, they're 14 points clear of that playoff line, which so you'd imagine they'll clinch it somewhere, even if they get beat this weekend. Lost one in the last 10, and now have gone to Toronto, the 4-1 derby, and from 2-0 down, won the game 4-3. What a season they've had.
It's been eventful.
Yeah, it has.
and definitely didn't look at them as being a team that could do that at the start. I even watched a couple of their games early on and thought, worried about this.
Yeah, I think they lost the first few, because I remember them going to Atlanta and...
they played Orlando and Atlanta early on.
Yeah, so credit to Montreal, credit to what they're doing there, because, it's been so good. And I think if it wasn't for LAFC, Philadelphia, even you could argue Austin, I think more would be said about Montreal.
Coach of the season, though?
I would say yes. Because, I mean, Jim Curtin, brilliant job, but we know what he can do. You expect Philly to be up there.
Exactly what I said, though, about Mkhitar, isn't it? You expect it.
Mm.
Whereas you look at Montreal and you're like, wow.
Yeah. Maybe Austin, their head coach, could have something to say about it. But Montreal... you thought Austin were going to do really well this year, so maybe we did expect more of it. So let's move on to LA Galaxy then, the SKC. 2 points dropped for LA Galaxy. They're in a position now where we see them every single season.
Literally, they live in eighth.
They live in eighth. They live on the border of the playoffs. Going into decision day, they'll be a few points off and manage to mess it up somehow. We've seen it all before. And games like this, SKC, who have done well in the last few weeks, they're not bottom anymore. But still, you go 1-0 up. You have a chance in the 97th minute to win the game. And, well, I mean, probably everyone's seen the penalty. Chicharito, who had scored a penalty 10 minutes before and put it in the top corner, decided to try and do a Panenka. It all went wrong. It's saved. And, I mean, to be fair, he spoke after the game. He apologised. He said it was his fault. But at this stage of a season, and with his experience, he should know better than that, surely.
And since he joined MLS, no player has missed more penalties than Chicha.
Really?
He's only scored 50% of his penalties.
He scored 50% on Sunday as well.
A player of that calibre is unbelievable. At a team where, like LA Galaxy, that do demand the best, and we're still yet to see it. 5 seasons into this podcast, we're yet to see the all-conquering LA Galaxy that we hear about and see about. And, you know, my geography isn't great, but it seems to me, like, if you say, where's LA? 8th, just around Vancouver every year.
Yeah, you're right.
And Vancouver coming for them again. Let's not have a repeat of that.
Oh, no. I mean, and look at that last game. I know. Houston versus LA Galaxy. Yeah,
it could all go so wrong.
We've been here before. Chicharito has scored 14 this year. He did score 2 on Sunday. But yeah, enough's been said about this. And a lot of people have, you know, I mean, even the Spanish commentators or the Mexican commentators were laughing at him when he did that penalty. But it was just so disappointed for LA Galaxy, because it is the same. They've got 2 games in hand on Portland, so you think, well, okay, maybe they can go into if they get 1 win, they level on points. But lessons have to be learned, and now LA Galaxy 3 points off the playoffs. They've got 6 games to play, 2 games in hand on Portland. They need to start turning these draws into wins, and then getting above that line, because even this now, they'd have been in 1 point off Portland if they would have won. So, and I'm sure if it does go to the last game and it does hang on a point or two, I'm sure this penalty will be replayed at some point.
Absolutely. In terms of SKC, when we look at how things were the last time we did a main episode, we've seen Philadelphia pick up a huge amount of points. Orlando have turned things around. Things have plummeted for Houston. SKC, nothing's changed.
No, I mean, they've picked up a few wins recently, but yeah.
They're exactly where they were.
Yeah, 12 points off the playoffs, so I mean, they've got 5 left. So they have got to rely on a miracle, really. Daniel Shalloway has signed a new contract, so that's something
for
you.
That's huge. In a season, when you've had a season like this, it's bigger than you maybe give credit for, because we all know how quickly, you know, trades can be done. He could still leave, let's make no mistake about that. But important that he committed his future to the club.
Yeah, and maybe that's a sign of it. Like you said, maybe he's looking at it and going, okay, we've had a bad season this season, but there is stuff going forward.
But what's crazy is LAFC can just come in with a trade. All it does is just keep him being paid by MLS ultimately. You know, LAFC could come in tomorrow, you know, and with a trade agreement.
They could. So New England Revolution beat NYCFC 3-0. Some revenge for the playoffs last year, I guess. But just a word on NYCFC. They're still 4th in the East, but they've lost 6 out of the last 7 now. Would you be worried? Because I think they'll get in the playoffs, but how much further are they going to go in it?
Yeah, I think you have these points of the season where you think, all right, well, we're going to make the playoffs, but... Yeah. And I think that's where they're at the minute. I'm kind of the same with Orlando. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I was like, all right, well, actually, after all this, it looks like they might make the playoffs. But, you know, and I think that's certainly where NYCFC are. They'll be disappointed to be behind Red Bulls after such a big season last year. I know there's reasons why NYCFC have faltered a little. But to be so far behind Montreal and then Philadelphia running away with it, I do think it's a surprise.
Yeah, and as well, they've got the Campeones Cup coming up, which I think at this stage where NYCFC are, it might be a bit of a distraction.
You do without it.
Yeah. Loss of Tati has really affected them. Is that the main...
Coach, Tati?
Yeah.
go again next year, I think. I don't want to write them off, but for me, they're not winning MLS Cup.
No. Well, they've got games to turn it around. They've got Cincy, Charlotte, Red Bulls, Orlando and Atlanta. So
if you look at the form of Columbus and Orlando, I'd be worried.
Mm. Not Atlanta, though.
No.
New England Revolution, they're seventh in the East. They've had a poor season for their high standards that they set last year. But at the moment, as it stands, they're in the playoff area. They've lost two of the last nine. So they're playing well.
Yeah, let's look at the positives here. Is that we did expect a better season from them, as we did NYCFC, for obvious reasons. Mm-hmm. But they did start really poorly.
Yes, they did. They have picked up. So it's complete opposites at the moment for NYCFC and New England Revolution, because NYCFC fans are worried, thinking, well, how are we going to do if we get in the playoffs? New England Revolution fans now will be looking and going, yeah, bring on the playoffs.
Yeah.
Opposite for them from last year as well, when they failed quite early on in them. Right, Seattle 2, Houston 1.
Knew who scored a goal. That's why you get sacked. You concede a goal to Nuhu, one of the worst players to ever kick a football, and it's an immediate sacking.
A bit harsh on Nuhu. He is a fullback.
Watching him try to strike a ball hurts my soul. Like, it's a reminder. I used to play football when I was a kid. I was football mad, obviously, and it doesn't matter what I was doing. I wanted to be playing football. So my mum would have work, and she'd drop me off at my nan's. And my nan would be like, what do you want to do? Go to the park, play football. He runs around the ball and sets himself like my nan used to. It's so unnatural. It's so bizarre. Yeah, he does sort of like weirdly good stuff. Like my nan used to. Right? A 2-1 win, thanks to Nuhu. That's what gets you the sack.
136 matches it took him to score. And yeah. Straight afterwards, Paolo Nakamura sacked, fired from Houston. We were saying off air that because we haven't done an episode in so long, we keep up to date. We obviously watch MLS every weekend, but there's, because you're not in watching it and thinking, right, I've got to make notes for the podcast, so a few things sort of happen and you go, oh, how did that happen? Houston being bottom of of the West, it's not as if they were going for playoffs, but it just seemed that now, despite beating LAFC, 6 defeats in 8, and that is where they've now got to found themselves at the bottom of the league, and obviously the Houston board, who I think Houston were expecting a bit more this season. We've said before that what do we expect for Houston realistically? I think this season going into it, the board were like, well, you know, we're bringing in, Mexico's captain. We're going to give you some tools. We want to do a bit better. So obviously hitting bottom of the West is not what they were after.
No, at the end of the season, you often see those charts where it shows each team and how they've moved throughout time. It's going to be really interesting this year for many reasons. We've had teams come from deep at the last minute. You know, teams like Houston have dropped like a stone recently. Not surprised with the sacking, but obviously it is thanks to Nuhu.
It is. Seattle play Austin next, so Josh Wolf, be careful if Nuhu scores. Although I think he's all right, yeah. Right, let's go over to, we've got a few games left now to cover, from what happened this weekend. Then we can have a look and see who our MLS UK Show Championship champions are. San Jose 2, Vancouver 0. I mean, this game, Vancouver in 10th in the West, San Jose are now 13th. Both teams are probably too many points. Well, San Jose are, but Vancouver, 8 points off the playoffs is probably too much. And they've got 3 games at home left, so you never know, but it's probably too much. Obviously got the first goal. He scored 15 this season. How, considering that they've got a player who scored 15, they've scored 44, which is more than quite a few playoff teams, actually, but they've conceded 55. If you were Ibobasi, would you be looking and being very let down from your defence?
Yeah, we talked about Minnesota's defence being poor. You know, they've scored the same amount of goals as San Jose. And it just shows how terrible San Jose have actually been. I think he has the right to feel a bit left out. He's done his job. Mm-hmm. The team around him have not done theirs. I would have liked to have seen him go to it. I don't think he was going to go to San Jose and they then become a playoff team.
No,
I think they needed more work than that. I think seeing him go to an LA Galaxy, maybe a Vancouver could have tipped those teams into the playoffs. I think that's the difference we're talking about. I know LA Galaxy have Chicha. This is just hypothetical. But I think San Jose needed way more work than that. But still, it was obviously a good sign, and you have to start somewhere. But for me, that game, Vancouver-San Jose, that game is similar to the other Canadian sides, Toronto and Montreal, where those points have been massive. If you add those, you know, the points Vancouver lost there, you know, that they really would have been breathing down the necks of LA Galaxy.
Yes, they would. And I think Vancouver are probably where we, I don't know, think they should be.
Yeah.
But you're right. I think one or two signings, like they've already got the likes, you know, Ryan Gold as well. So they've got players there.
Had a managerial change.
Yeah, so they've got players there. They're at the start of their little journey, and we'll see if we can push it into next year, see if they can bring in players to add to what they've got with Ryan Gold and others. But yeah, San Jose, a lot of work needs doing, especially in defence. Last is LAFC versus RSL. LAFC had lost 3 in a row before this. They now came back and won 2-0. Probably why they've now given them, put Philadelphia the chance to catch them up with 3 successive defeats. It was a bad few weeks for LAFC. I noticed in the 4-1 defeat to Austin, a few people were saying that Gareth Bale doesn't care, and he looked like he wasn't particularly bothered.
We've heard this before.
Yeah, which is disappointing, really, because I think the way he started and he scored a few goals, people were raving about him, saying this is exactly what he needs, exactly what LAFC needs. He's going to be a real big player for them. So to then have a, you know, like handbrake turn, and now suddenly people are saying, well, does he care? It's a shame, really.
Yeah, but golf is always going to come first, isn't it, with Gareth?
That's true.
At the end of the day, they've got it, you know, they've got it wrapped up. They've got the West in the bag. Yes, they've let Philadelphia catch them up. That is, you know, probably through a bit of complacency. But ultimately, they've got a game in hand still. So we're sitting here saying, oh, Philadelphia have caught them. Not quite yet.
Mm-hmm.
Got an unbelievably good roster. I think Philadelphia would be unlucky not to, you know, not to take the shield. But ultimately, I think LAFC have got enough.
Yeah. RSL 6th in the West. They're 3 points clear of LA Galaxy. Unbeaten in 5 before this game. And have got DC, Cincinnati at home still to play. So you think for RSL, if you can win them 2 games, then see how they've got tough away games away at Austin. They've got LA Galaxy away, which could be a massive game. And they end on Portland at home. So they've got a real mix, but they've got games there you could see them winning.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not over yet. And, you know, that is why you have to look at teams like Seattle and Vancouver and say, well, I can't see who's going to drop out of the playoff spots.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
MLS UK Show with Elliot Holman and Henry Hewitt.
So it's time to have a look and see who our MLS UK Show Championship champions are. For those who don't know what this is, we've done it for a few years now. Basically, we start with the MLS Cup champions, and every game they play, they put the title, if you will, on the line. So, for example, New York City FC, who were champions last year, lost to LA Galaxy in the first game. That meant that LA Galaxy had the championship, and so on. So the last update we did, New England Revolution had gone on a 10-game unbeaten run. So they kept it for 10 weeks. Then they lost to NYCFC, so that's where we pick it up now.
Okay.
So you're going to have to use your memories because it's been a long time since we've checked this. So NYCFC won the title off New England Revolution, beating them 4-2. Then they beat Dallas 1-0, went to Red Bulls and won 1-0, beat Miami 2-0 at home, drew away at Montreal 0-0, which meant they get to keep the title.
It's a good run.
It is, but then it was ended by Columbus, who beat them 3-2. Columbus have since not lost. They drew away at Colorado. They drew at home to Atlanta. They drew to Cincinnati. They beat Miami, but then drew to Chicago. So they have kept it for five games, but four of them have been draws. So, yeah, Columbus are our current champions. Now, we have been waiting for this, and it's not happened yet in any of the seasons. But with Columbus kind of being on the
They
might not make the playoffs. If they draw the remainder of their games, they probably won't make the playoffs. And then we will have to, well, a team will have to have the title without it going to playoffs. Because, of course, if it goes to playoffs, it's going to end up, because draws don't count, it's going to end up with the winner of MLS Cup. So, yeah, we'll have to see.
Well, Columbus have got Orlando last game of the season. So, I think, spoiler alert there, lads.
Let's hope they lose it before that. So yeah, keep an eye on that one. We're gonna do our predictions in a moment, but Columbus are playing Montreal away at the weekend, which is a tough game.
Wow. Fancy a game?
Yes. Well, I've missed these. You can't do these over Zoom.
No, you can't. I have got another new game for the show, and it's called the Reverse Quiz.
Oh.
I'm going to give you the answer. You have to tell me the question.
Right, okay.
There's no right or wrong answer. It's for you to come up with them as quick as you can.
Right, got you. So this makes a change because normally when there are right or wrong answers, I normally get a lot of them wrong. So I'm happy with this.
For example, just a little test. I might say the answer is Daryl. What's the question?
What is the first name? I've had a game with a change of name player.
Exactly. Okay, so it's quick fire just to try and make it a bit more entertaining.
Okay.
But like I say, there's no right or wrong answer, really. I think you know the ballpark of where you're meant to head with them.
Yeah, okay.
Not just a random string of words, okay? First answer is Chicharito.
Who should stop doing Penenkas?
Where do the spiders live?
That's the question.
Oh, wait. Where the spiders live?
Oh, in Don Garber's wallet.
The answer is, he didn't. What is the question?
Don Garber promised we'd be get our next franchise announcement, which is probably Las Vegas, by now.
Yeah,
he didn't.
The answer is targeted allocation money. What's the question?
What's under the Christmas tree this year?
The answer is smashed a kid in the face with a ball. What's the question?
How did Drew Yearwood celebrate being a guest on the MLS UK show?
The answer is Vanni Sartini. What's the question?
Name a MLS head coach who could also be a chef.
Very good. The answer is bottom of the West. What's the question?
Where would you not find LAFC?
And the answer is Orlando City's first piece of silverware. What's the question?
What is Sacramento going to prevent on Wednesday night?
Very good. Very predictable as well. That is the round of the reverse quiz.
Right, we need to look at our predictions for this weekend. I mean, I could go way back and read you some of the results from last time, but no I'm not need. Going to. I won, essentially. So it's now 5-5. So we'll be having a decision day very soon on it. Right, we're going to kick off with, of course, you know, Wednesday night, Thursday morning, as we've said, Orlando play Sacramento. Also, New York City FC play Cincinnati.
No one cares about that game. Orlando are playing a cup.
NYCFC
final.
And Cincinnati fans do.
I've always cared about the Open Cup. You know this.
No, you haven't. You said it was pointless.
However, at the start of this season's Open Cup, I genuinely said, and you can find it on the podcast, I genuinely said I'd like to win it this year.
Yeah, I think a lot of teams would. It was nice when Atlanta won it, but in all seriousness, yeah, it's get silverware in it. It breeds, you know, success, and silverware breeds confidence. And hey, you never know, you might be getting that little star above your badge.
Hey.
If you play your cards right next year. So let's go to this weekend then. Let's kick off with Montreal versus Columbus, our MLS UK show championship champions game.
1-1.
Oh, so you think Columbus are going to keep it again? I think it'll be 2-0 Montreal.
Oh, okay. Charlotte are at home to NYCFC. I'm going for a shock 2-1 victory to Charlotte.
I don't know. Charlotte's home form and the way NYCFC are playing, I don't think it would be as much of a shock. But I agree with you. I think Charlotte will win. I'm going to go 2-1.
Nashville host LA Galaxy. I'm going for a Nashville 3-1 victory.
We're agreeing on a lot today. Nashville will win. I think it will be 3-2.
Without Drew Yearwood, New York Red Bulls face New England Revolution.
Ooh, New England Revolution playing well. I think they'll get a 1-0.
I hate myself, but 0-0.
Oof, please not. Atlanta v Toronto.
9-0 Toronto.
Atlanta draw 2-2.
I think you'll win 1-0.
Cincinnati versus San Jose.
Big game for Cincy, that. I'm going to say 2-2.
Cincy win. I think 2-0.
Philadelphia are at home to Orlando City.
7-0. 6-0.
You just don't go there and get a result, unfortunately. No, so I'm going to say 2-0 Philly.
2-1 Philly. Chicago v Miami.
3-1 Miami.
I'm gonna throw in my 0-0 card.
Oof. Seattle though, then take on Austin in a battle in the West. Austin are kind of in Seattle's usual spot.
Yeah, big game for Seattle. They've never missed out on the playoffs, but they're 6 points off at the moment, so they are in danger of doing.
But I don't know why I'm going for so many draws. I'm going 2-2.
I think they win. I think Seattle win 2-1. I think the surge up the table starts here.
Dallas host LAFC.
0-2 LAFC.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
I'm going to go 1-0 LAFC.
Head coachless Houston versus Kansas City SKC.
2-0 Houston.
Really?
Yeah.
1-1.
Okay, Colorado host Vancouver, and I'm going to go for an away win here. I'm going to go 2-1.
Oh, I think Colorado will concede. Surely we can't keep two clean sheets in a row. But I think they'll... I think 1-1, actually, draw.
Struggling DC travel to RSL.
3-0 RSL.
Ooh, I was going to go 3-1.
Portland v Minnesota.
2-1 Portland.
3-1 Portland.
There we go.
So there's our predictions. Don't forget to send yours in if you want. hello@mls.show, or you can tweet us at @mlsukshow as well. You can Instagram us as well on the same handle. And we're on TikTok as well, @mlsukshow. So go look for us on there. You can get clips of the show. There's midweek matches next week in MLS, but after... before that, actually, we'll have a stoppage time episode, which will probably be released on Monday, maybe Tuesday, depending when I can get around to editing it. But it's good to be back, isn't it?
It is good to be back. It's just nice to talk about MLS again. I don't really have anyone in my life that I talk about MLS with. Bryony doesn't care. She just likes purple. My dad texts me on the morning after an Orlando win, just going, good result for the boys, but he wouldn't have watched it.
No.
So, it's good to be back in the swing of things.
So before we leave today, we need to find out the answer to the easiest game of the changing name question ever, partly because it was easy anyway, and secondly, because you give the first name of the player out.
Yeah, started their career in 2013, when they were just 13, at Oklahoma FC, and went to college, Virginia, played for the Cavaliers, and then obviously drafted into MLS, Orlando City, 2020-2021. Went on loan to Barnsley, played for West Bromwich Albion, but so far only 3 times, cause injured. I even told you their first name was Daryl.
Daryl DK.
It was Daryl DK.
Did you see the video the other week of when he's been buying the wrong... was it powder for his dishwasher?
So I did see this, but I should explain. So the only reason I actually had to go and look into this is because when I was doing my day job, which is like a radio show, I was doing a breakfast show, and on the TV behind my co-host, I suddenly saw Daryl DK, but it was on like the actual news. And I was like, that's Daryl Dike. But we're talking, we're live on the radio, and I'm so distracted. I'm looking up going, that's Daryl Dike. What's he on the news for? Like, what's happened? So I had to look into it, and then I saw the story.
Oh, right. So you'd thought, oh my God, what happened to Daryl Dike?
Yeah.
He's only been in West Brom like 6 months.
He's gone missing.
Yeah, he's funny. It was funny, that video. Funny character. I do hope that he starts playing more matches for West Brom, because we saw at Barnsley, I think he'll do really well in England.
Should have gone to Norwich. We love an American.
You do. Josh Sargent is scoring goals now, I've noticed.
Finally.
That's nice. Nice for him.
Yeah, got him firing. Okay, shall we get out of here?
Yes, don't forget to subscribe in your podcast provider and leave us a review and rating. But if you're going to leave us a review and a rating, there's one rule and one rule only.
5 stars, LA Galaxy style.
And the way LA Galaxy are playing, that isn't going to change.
No.
And we'll still say that next year. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like the video, click the notification bell and subscribe too. We've got over 600 subscribers now, which is great. So thank you very much to everyone. And yeah, we'll be back next week with a Stoppage Time episode, and we'll be back in 2 weeks with a full episode. If you haven't watched any of our summer interviews with Danny Higginbottom, Andrew Wiebe, Drew Yearwood and Jack Elliott, and also Ian Joy and Liam Ridgewell from when I was on my honeymoon, which it was months ago, but seems like years ago now, then don't forget to check them out on your podcast provider and YouTube as well. So that's all I've got to say on the matter.
No one talk about the fact that we're wearing the same t-shirt. Goodbye.
Yeah, if you're colorblind, you think it was the same one. See ya.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.